Talking with Mike Schulte of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, glad to be along with you today. And let's talk about Oklahoma State University's just announced that we do have all the results now from all the wheat variety trials across the state of Oklahoma. I noticed we had maybe like two of them that weren't able to actually get results because of weather conditions. But overall, we've got them all in. What do they tell us?
All the trial results are out now as of today at wheat.okstate.edu. We're running a little bit behind on getting all that information out just because harvest has been a month behind of what it generally is, getting everything complete. We are excited that at the end of August, we'll be having our new small grains extension specialist, Dr. Amanda Da Silva, with us at Oklahoma State University. And so I think once she gets in there, she'll be compiling all this data and it'll be in booklets, hopefully in the next couple months for producers. It is certainly an exciting time at Oklahoma State University in regards to the public wheat research program and looking at the results across the state. You know, we just challenge producers to go out there when they're making those decisions to really look at all the data, and maybe not just the data from this year, but the data that has been comprised over the last 3 years. When you think about the management decisions and the decisions on varieties that are made through the variety trial process up at Oklahoma State University before Dr. Carver makes those releases, he's looking at 6 years of yield data out in the field once he makes those selections before those releases then are made to the producer. And so we think it's really imperative that producers go back and look at that three-year data, because as we know in Oklahoma, environments change all the time from year to year. For instance, this year we had to really worry about septoria and the early plantings of wheat. I think it certainly impacted yield. And then also we had leaf rust issues that we had to deal with. Last year it was a completely different situation where we were worrying about late freeze damage and extreme drought conditions. And no doubt the late freezes last year really impacted us in several areas due to yield. Overall, I think just looking at the information this year from the variety trials and just hearing the yield reports from across the state, certainly a lot of good things that are out there, certainly a lot of good things that are coming from our public wheat research program at Oklahoma State University. There were several areas where we topped the trials in many locations this year. And then in some of the locations, you know, we were had several in the top 10 or top 5 of the varieties. We might not have topped the trials, but we were maybe a few bushels off. One of the things that I think producers need to consider when they're making those management decisions for this coming year and looking at that data is the research that we continue to place on the grazing grain emphasis of the wheat research program at Oklahoma State University. And if you are going to be doing those dual purpose activities or utilizing it for grazing purposes, really something to take into consideration, because there are specific varieties that are out there that may have pushed that yield envelope, but they may not be well suited for those grazing grain environments.
And when we start thinking about the various varieties that have actually come out of the OSU program, the wheat breeding program, you've got obviously grazing grain labeled on several of those varieties. You've also got the milling and baking characteristics emphasized with the golden grain varieties as well.
Absolutely. As we move forward, we're always looking for better ways to capture more of the marketing aspects or more of the value chain in what producers can sell. We know that it certainly is a difficult time with commodity prices right now, and so we are also looking at the possibility of identity preserve programs that are going to capture opportunities for those varieties that are going to have that golden grain milling distinction. And you certainly will see that information made available in the variety trial information, as well as on Oklahoma Genetics Incorporated's website. Baker's Ann is one of those varieties also that did very well out in the panhandle regions of the state this year. Certainly going to be a breakout variety. We're excited. It topped 100 bushels per acre in the variety trial out at Goodwill. And on the report, I think it's important to note it states irrigated on that. They did water that trial to prepare the ground for planting, but there was no irrigation water put on that from the time of planting to harvest. And for that to make 100 bushels per acre in the panhandle on dry land is really kind of exciting. Now, we also have to realize that the environment was completely different out there this year than what we normally see in regards to moisture. But certainly we're really excited about that variety doing so well in that region, as well as in other parts of the northern region of the state. And also excited to have the support from the First Cowgirl at Oklahoma State University, really getting behind our variety development program. She goes out there and looks at the varieties, and oftentimes will tour them in the morning when she's on campus. She wants to know what's going on. She's done some farm tours with us in the past, and this is how all this has come about. And I think it's really exciting to see her be an advocate for our program at Oklahoma State University. And I certainly think we're going to see more and hear more from her when it comes to marketing of that variety and specific varieties in the future. We're really excited about it.
For a producer, as they look at all this information, all this data, how do they sort through everything to come up with maybe a new variety or two for their operation to include in their overall mix?
You know, on the Oklahoma Genetics Incorporated website, all this variety trial data is listed. Certainly, the information is listed from the last 3 years on the wheat.okstate.edu website as far as yields. But it does go into further information on Oklahoma Genetics Incorporated's website at OGI.com. You can actually look at the specific varieties and look at the yield characteristics, the disease characteristics, and other traits such as maybe shattering or standability or acid soil tolerance that you would want to be looking at as also when making your management decisions. So it really goes into greater detail. There are several varieties that are going to be good for grazing grain operations, but there are also those varieties out there that are going to be specifically targeted to a producer who wants to only utilize the wheat to go into the marketplace for the milling and baking aspects. And that's what those distinctions are really there to discuss and help with. One thing that I think producers also need to look at, though, is there are a couple varieties out there that have been released from Oklahoma State University that we probably knew were never going to top the trials overall across the state of Oklahoma, but we knew that they would be good contenders across the state if you were looking for low input cost management options for your operation. And one of those new varieties is Green Hammer. It did very well in southwest Oklahoma, which is what it was traditionally geared for when it was first released. But I think that you're going to see some producers have some good opportunities with it because it is a good grazing grain wheat. We have seen also that it's done relatively well in parts of central and northern Oklahoma. And, you know, it's going to do well on soils that have low pH. So it is also going to do extremely well when fighting leaf rust and septoria. So when they're making those management decisions out there about something that's going to stand up better and have those disease packages, certainly would be a variety that I would look at.
Again, if you'd like to see all the variety information, you can go to wheat.okstate.edu. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.